going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. We want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. You can call or text that number, 617-655-1234. Kennedy is out this morning. I'm going to sound like a broken record, but honestly, it's lacrosse all weekend. It's like every day, all weekend. That's all I do anymore.
Have kids, they said. Yeah. It'll be fun, they said.
Have a kid that plays goalie who's pretty good. And you're going to spend a lot of time at a lacrosse field.
Well, when you let them join six teams, you're going to spend a lot of time at lacrosse fields.
Yeah, we're going to be in Fitchburg tomorrow, right? They have a big facility there called Game On, and it's nothing but fields for as far as you
know. Nothing but lax bros.
Yeah, and our first game is, I think, at 8 a.m., and it's a solid hour drive with no traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So that means getting up a 14-year-old boy on a Saturday morning at like 6:30, probably 6, to give him time. Because by the time you drive there, like, you can't have him sleeping at the game.
Right.
You got to let him get like up and warmed up and, you know, fill him with sugar to get him going.
Sit him down with the black coffee from Dunk's.
Yes. And it's going to be raining, too. So it's going to be great. Tomorrow morning, I want you to think of me, Dan, when you're laying in the bed.
Well, a couple more years, and he can drive himself.
Oh, I don't know. I like going.
I just like complaining about going, but I like going.
Yes. I like being there, but I hate going. Katie's from Billerica. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
You are participating in something called Climb for a Cause. Where is it happening? What's it about?
That's right. I know it's going to be a rainy day tomorrow at Fenway, but... Climb for a Cause by Project Place. It's to stand in solidarity with people experiencing homelessness in Boston. I know you guys were talking about climbing those stairs at Fenway yesterday, but if anyone's interested in joining us, climb 2,036 stairs.
Whoa.
That's one for every individual currently experiencing homelessness in Boston. So to fundraise, raise awareness, bring your friends, family, 9 a.m. Fenway Park tomorrow morning. You can go to climbfenway.org. to help donate or stop by and join us.
That's awesome. I love that.
That is a great, great cause.
I don't know how many stairs we climbed yesterday at Fenway, but it felt like 2,000.
We climbed 12 and we got to the top.
I was like,
Dan was like doing the double step, you know, like skipping one of the steps. And we got to the top. I'm like, what were you doing? And he's like, well, you're tall. And I was being efficient,
Carson.
And I was out of breath and had just eaten an entire bag of peanuts.
Yeah. You're looking like, you know how old I am, right? What are you doing?
There's one side of the course for the athletic crew. And then there's another side of the course for... I'm bringing my toddler and 5-month-old. So,
oh, smart, smart.
People of all experience levels, and you know, just come out and support a great cause.
That's very cool.
That's cool. Yeah, it's climbfenway.org for that tomorrow. That is great. You guys have a fantastic time out there. Kelly is from Waltham. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. So your dance studio's first competition is this weekend?
Yeah, my daughters are both competing. competing. It's my youngest daughter's first time doing a competition. My oldest is a regular, but it's very exciting for us.
What is your younger daughter dancing to?
Some hip-hop song. She looks so cute in that costume. And then my older girls are just, my older daughter is just a trio, so it's just her and two other girls, so right. It's a little bit more of a pressure for her. But
what do you think, Dan?
Very exciting and they're exciting.
Kendrick Lamar, not like us.
No. Don't put that on the children. How old is your youngest daughter, who's, it's her first competition ever?
Eight.
Okay.
That's great. What are their names?
Kylie and Hayden.
All right, well, best of luck to them. Call us on Monday and let us know how it went, okay?
I will, thank you.
No pressure, but we need them to bring home the gold.
Yeah, man. Jazz hands. they probably don't do jazz hands in hip-hop classes. But
Dan, guess who's here?
Who?
Harry the Puppet Guy.
Oh, my boy. What's up?
Yo! What's up, everybody?
How
good
we
morning.
Doing?
Good morning, Harry. Are you you have a big show this weekend?
I do, right here in Waltham. I'm loading up my caboose and bringing it to the sheep shearing festival, Gore Place, again.
Oh, it's back again this year. For people that don't know, explain the sheep shearing festival in Waltham.
Sheep shearing festival is at Gore Place, and they actually shear sheep, and there's vendors, and there's food, and there's entertainment. It's a beautiful day on a beautiful, I think it's like 55 acres of land on this beautiful old mansion that was built in 18 Hoobity-Ha, and we should go on the tour. That's a good reason for you guys to come to the Sheep Shearing Festival and find out how long it's been there. But it's a beautiful space. It's spring, so everything's popping, and it's beautiful. It's a wonderful day. We'll be set up with our little red caboose doing puppet shows for families. And it's going to 10 to 5 in the, all day. And if there's a little bit of liquid sunshine, I'm okay with that. We'll be all right. We got some stuff. We'll take care of it.
I actually went to the Sheep Shearing Festival last year because I had nothing to do that weekend, and someone mentioned it during this segment.
Right.
I was like, screw it. I'll just go.
Okay.
And me and Kaylee went, and we had a great time. It's a lot of fun. And we went to see our boy Harry and his puppet Good News Gus do his show.
Yeah.
And A, it's dynamite.
Okay.
I was like, I'm going to have to tell him it's great. I don't care about puppets. And I was like, no, this is great.
We're going to lose him to Vegas soon.
This is really good. And he pulled Kaylee up and put her in his act. And she has severe stage fright. So she's up there with panic-stricken eyes. It's like, they're five. What are you scared of?
They're condemning me. They're judging me.
They're a rowdy audience, five-year-olds. They don't sit still and listen.
She did a great job. And I have a new puppet this year that's a sheep. His name is Lester, and he's a Lester type sheep because that's what they have at Gore Place.
Right.
And he may or may not get a high-tech puppet shearing on stage, live on stage.
Oh, wow.
We'll have to see how it goes.
Have you been working on your sheep ba for this new character?
I have. Yeah. Gus, can you bring him in here? Yeah, but he's really hard to hold on to. Hello there. My name is Lester, and I was hoping you guys would come to the sheep shearing festival at Gore Place. I guarantee you won't have a bad time.
This is it. This is why we are going into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
But we have a weird job. Harry also has a weird job. We're all doing weird stuff. I love it.
All right, go see Harry.
Why don't you guys
go ahead.
Join me in the caboose, and we can broadcast from the caboose all over New England.
Let's get it.
All right, we love you, Harry. Harry the Puppet Guy in Waltham this
week. Break a leg this weekend, bud.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.